I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host, and like usual, I have my wonderful wife next to me, Alexandria.
Hi, sweetheart.
Doing good today?
Doing good.
Oh, jeez. I guess you owe me a beer after this.
All right. Sounds good.
Big come up.
Excited to be here. So welcome, everyone.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about 10 things everyone needs to know about autism.
Yes. And these are not just the only 10 things, mind you. Yeah, we just made a list of what we think is important.
Yeah, these are just some of the more important ones, kind of things that everybody should know about autism.
Yeah. I mean, we could literally go on and on and on and on, but we're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So we simplified it for you guys.
I mean, I think we can come up with close to a million things probably if we sat down for long enough.
But yeah, absolutely.
I don't think I want to do that exercise.
No, not right now. No. Challenge. All right, so kicking it off. Number one, there is no cure for autism. Sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, they cured their son. I wouldn't say cured. I would say they got the symptoms under control to where it's not as, you know, obvious or, you know, challenges are a little bit different, things like that. So, you know, it also depends where they are on the spectrum. If they are high functioning, sometimes no, you don't even know they have autism. It's different. Yeah. So,
but even if they are high functioning, they still have autism.
Right.
You know, it's not like they don't have it anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, the same thing with kids as they go through like ABA and stuff like that. Like, you could teach them. Any kid can learn most of the basic skills of life, but
yeah,
that doesn't mean they don't have autism.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, any of the stuff we talk about on our show or any of the stuff you hear out there, yes, there are many things that will help overcome the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean, you know, the child doesn't have autism anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like biomedical diets, stuff like that could drastically, drastically reduce, you know, the symptoms and the severity of the symptoms.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean, you know, everything is, you know, just neurotypical after that, so.
Exactly. Next.
Next on the list. This is something that a lot of people don't think autistic children have, but they actually have a great deal of empathy. They don't really understand social cues a lot of the times. But if they're spoken to directly and more matter-of-factly,
right,
they are usually able to show a lot of empathy. I mean, not all autistic people,
and sometimes I think, you know, they don't understand, like jokes, you know, sarcasm, things like that. They don't really understand so much. So sometimes jokes can be taken a different way or, you know, things like that. I do think, like, if we act like we're crying with Grayson and act like we're hurt, he really doesn't care. Doesn't really show anything. It's just, like, life goes on. Doesn't really look twice at you. So
I don't think that's necessarily a lack of empathy. I think it's just a lack of emotional maturity.
I don't know, because there are children that understand that.
Yeah, but I think he's just too young to understand that right now.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I think it's different for him, though, too, because we've talked about how he doesn't experience pain the same way. So, like, I don't think he truly understands when someone else is hurt because he himself does not feel it the same way.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. I understand that for sure.
Yeah.
But I really think he could, you know, become more empathetic as he gets older.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because as his communication grows, you know, he'll be able to show when he's hurt. So he should be able to start understanding, especially if you're, like, being really direct with him.
Right.
He should be able to start grasping that more as he gets older.
Right. And sometimes it's a learned thing, you know, so it does take time. You know, children are not born with empathy. They're born with the capacity to have it, but only develops under certain conditions. So parents do play a critical role in developing their child's empathy. These kids, their behavior towards others also reflects a lack of empathy, which often leads to a serious problem. So you want to make sure that you're always teaching them to be caring of others and things like that, or that can lead to a big problem down the road.
For sure.
Many people on the spectrum can learn to build and maintain relationships.
So, autism is a social disorder.
Yes.
That's one of the main factors that goes into diagnosing someone with autism, is a lack of social skills and social impairments. But everything that a child may not have, something, you know, things they lack, most of those things can be taught. You know, on a previous episode, we talked about teaching social skills. Mm-hmm. So if you could teach them social skills, there's no reason they can't learn to build and maintain a relationship.
Right.
So.
And we have a great relationship with Grayson, and, you know,
yeah,
he's great with that. He's very social, and he's very social kid in general. So
he'll literally go up to anybody.
Strangers. He doesn't care. There's stranger danger there.
I was just going to say that. There's no stranger danger there.
Nope.
10% of people on the spectrum have an IQ on the genius level.
And we know that firsthand, and we're not just saying that because Grayson's our child, but this kid is incredible. He will sit there and listen to different languages. He just knows so much. It's unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, and I mean, not even just Grayson. I mean, think about, like, mm-hmm. we did the episode, the last episode was on all the famous people.
And they're all successful.
And they're super talented, some mm-hmm. of them. I mean, obviously, some of the most famous scientists in history.
Yes.
Were on the spectrum.
It's amazing. You know,
Einstein.
Amazing.
Sir Isaac Newton. Nikola Tesla. You know. All of them. Next on the list we have, it's, you know, most people don't think they can have a sense of humor, but actually many children with autism can have a phenomenal sense of humor.
Yes.
I mean, Grayson literally laughs at everything.
He does. He thinks everything's funny. He laughs all day long. It was so funny, actually, the other night, Sean was copying Grayson. And within a second, Grayson understood that Sean was copying him, which is, that has never happened before. That's amazing for us to see him do that. And all of a sudden, he looked at Sean and he was like, like, you're so funny. You think you're so funny. And he just started cracking up laughing, and we were dying. I mean, we literally laugh all day long with Grayson. So he's just so funny.
Oh, gosh.
He cracks us up.
People don't even know the half of it.
And, you know, humor is really important also to your child's social development. Being able to laugh with somebody and understand that.
Oh, yeah. That's
is huge.
It's a really big social interaction.
Yes. Yes.
And that would obviously help with learning to build and maintain relationships.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know.
People love funny people.
Yeah. Exactly. That's actually one of the main things I read. I forget where I read it, but one of the main things that women look for, one of the main, you know, characteristics they look for in somebody is a sense of humor.
Is that what you found in me? That's why my friends love me.
See, the difference is I don't laugh with you. I laugh at you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We have a blast together.
We have some Tom jokes here, guys. Jokes.
I'm funny, too.
All right. Next up on the list, we have, they are no more violent than other people. So, But I would say is, could they have more frustrations than other people? Absolutely. There are a lot of more frustrations, challenges, things like that, and that will cause behavior changes. Especially if they're nonverbal. Imagine walking around and not being able to speak to anybody, request anything that you need. The only way you can get your point across sometimes is, I guess, becoming violent. Therapy can help with that, with those challenging behaviors. ABA has helped greatly for us. We do have, outbursts with Grayson sometimes where, he's not necessarily trying to hurt me or Sean. He doesn't throw things. He's not like, I want to hurt you, mom and dad, I want to hurt you, that kind of thing. It's just he doesn't know how to balance those yet and cope with those. So if we're not understanding something, he'll take our hand and, headbang it rather than headbang on the floor a lot now. Before it was all day long on the floor, so now it's just our hand. Lately, he has tried biting. So what we have been doing is we've had our therapist rub lemon on his arms because, of course, Grayson hates that, especially because of the food challenges we have. He doesn't like anything new. So that pretty much immediately got him to stop doing that.
Yeah, it's like a new thing we could do. So anything he like starts to bite on that we want him to bite on,
yeah,
we just put lemon juice on it.
We actually caught him biting. He never goes after our stuff, but we caught him biting our computer chair. So we rubbed lemon juice on that, which now I'm looking and it's probably cracking the leather. Who knows? But yeah, so we figure eventually this chair can be his. He loves spinning in this. So we'll replace it eventually.
You know, what I want to say about this is, like, the media and stuff like that, and a lot of stuff you see on the internet is, like, some of the, like, most serious cases. Like,
yeah,
you can't forget, like, the media is paid to bring you stories that bring in ratings for the company, for the, the media company. So if they're just talking about, people high-functioning autism, unless there's, like, something more to that storyline, they're probably not going to talk about that. So they're going to talk about the more severe cases. So don't think, like, because that's what you see a lot of, like, in the media and things like that, that...
It's always like that.
Like, yeah, it's a misrepresentation.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of...
Go watch Atypical.
It,
great show on Netflix.
It's a good show,
it is awesome. That I feel like really, it's so spot on, kind of most of the things in there. So that gives you a better picture.
It's a great show.
Than just thinking of violence and things like that. It's not like that. They have so much love to give. Grayson's so affectionate. So he's just so lovable.
Yeah.
So we're lucky with that.
Oh, definitely. Most people on the spectrum do not have an intellectual disability. So, obviously, a lot of people do think that, people on the spectrum have some sort of intellectual disability.
Right.
Which is
not
totally
true.
Not the case. I mean,
if
obviously...
They're above...
I mean, think about it. Again, we spoke about all the famous people. All those scientists.
Yes.
They didn't have any intellectual disabilities.
No.
Yes. Some... have a...
it's a social thing. It's not...
Well, some have a dual diagnosis.
If that's different,
so,
right?
But
even then, if they have ADD, that's like a focus problem. It doesn't mean that they have an intellectual disability. Next up on the list, everyone on the spectrum is completely unique. Yes, that is so true.
What's your famous quote that you love to say?
If you've met one person with autism, you've met just one person with autism. You cannot relate... to each other. They are completely different in their own ways.
Completely unique personalities, just like anyone else. Different interests. Some like certain, sensory activities, some don't. Some are sensory seekers, some are sensory avoiders, some are a combination. Some love music, some love, visual stimulation, like TV shows and stuff like that. Some hate music. Grayson loves words and books and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
Some like logos and Things like that. Like, they'll go on YouTube and watch, like, logos being drawn and things like that, you know? So it's all they're all into stuff. Their own hobbies and, you know, obsessions, I'd say, because Grayson's pretty obsessed, and they do become kind of obsessive over things like that.
Yeah.
And plus, Grayson does have some OCD, so...
And I think that's, like, a challenge for therapists and parents, too. Mm-hmm. Like, well, particularly therapists, because every kid's so different, so there's not really, like, one set, you know, treatment plan.
Right.
You know? Every case is completely unique, which makes it, you know, a challenge.
It is, yeah. And you have to figure each one out, pretty much.
Yeah, and I think that's why some of the technology and information about, like, helping these kids isn't where we necessarily would like it to be right now.
Yeah, I think especially if you're not going through it personally, you know, I think that, you know, with us, like, the podcast and the blog, we know because we've lived it, whereas some of these companies, they're not with, you know, they're these children every day, like the owners and the, you know, who implements, you know, the plans and things like that, so.
Totally. Next on the list, we have many people on the spectrum can have loving relationships.
Yes.
So, like, to build on the fact that they can maintain and build relationships, yeah, they can also...
They can have, love. They're not incapable of loving, guys. I mean, they have autism. They're not... They have feelings. Grayson loves us so much. You just see it. He loves Daddy. He's always all over us, kissing us, hugging us. I mean...
Yeah.
It's literally nonstop all day long.
He's very effective.
And now he has learned to suck up. So now what he does is he comes over and he's like all cute. He's always cute and he gets away with everything. So he comes over and he's looking all cute and he hugs and he kisses us. And then he's like, I want yogurt. Like, so now he sucks up and then he requests an item. It's pretty funny. learning.
Little manipulator.
He is a huge manipulator.
Whatever he can do to get what he wants.
Yep.
You know, and that goes for, like, romantic relationships, too. There are a lot of autistic people that do get married.
Yes.
I even saw a video on YouTube about, it was these two, like, teenagers, and they were talking about their mother or father that was autistic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So, I think we might have to do a little review of that, of their, YouTube video.
A story.
One day, yeah.
That's cool.
Because that's pretty, you know, that's different. It's a unique situation. A little different than, you know, some of the stuff we talk about, because we're always so focused on...
Yeah, you don't hear many
children
talk
and stuff
about
like that, so...
Yeah, you don't hear many talk about that. And, you know, I've been seeing a lot, like, on, like, TikTok and, you know, on YouTube, and it's parents, but they're just talking about them and similarities that they saw in their child and things like that, so... Next, last one, guys. It is possible for people on the spectrum to grow and develop new skills. Again, they're always learning. That never stops. They're always growing.
Yeah, no matter what challenges they have, they're always going to make progress. No matter
they're constantly evolving.
No matter how severe their autism may be.
I mean,
they could still make progress. No matter what.
Exactly. Look how far Grayson has come. I mean, he now, like, if he spills something, before he would just, like, kind of rub it all over his iPad and stuff. Now he actually goes, gets a paper towel. He has seen us doing this. So he has learned that now, and he's now copying and following what we do. So it just goes to show you how much they're actually watching you and paying attention and learning from you. Parents are the best examples for their child. To learn and grow from, so.
Yeah, great point. They're the best examples.
Yeah.
Totally. And, you know, they may not learn at the same speed or in the same way that neurotypical children would, you know, but that doesn't mean they can't learn stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
And make that progress. It might take them twice as long to learn that skill, but they're still going to get there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's the same thing with, you know, a lot of people. Some people become successful, you know, in a career in a year. Some people it takes 10 years. But guess what? They're both at the same place at
the
end of the day.
Exactly.
You know, and in fact, I might say that the person that took 10 years is probably better off than the person that took a year.
Right.
You know, they appreciated it that much more. You know what I mean? They probably learned so much more along the way, too. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So those are the list of 10 things everybody needs to know about autism. You know, some of that stuff overcomes and challenges some of the stereotypes, I would say.
There are a lot out there, guys.
So I think those kind of put some of those to rest. Let me know what you guys think in the comments about our list. Anything you want to add before we say goodbye?
No, except I think just because a child doesn't look like they have autism, it doesn't mean they don't have autism. I hate that. Well, they don't look like they have autism. What does autism look like? So keep
that
in mind.
Doesn't have a look.
No, keep that in mind.
Exactly, 100%.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in.
With that, for Autism, Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time, I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.